Have you ever watched one of those network talk shows that feature commentators from both sides of an issue? And have you ever noticed how much time they spend yelling and talking over each other so you never get a clear picture of what both sides have to say? Both sides are certainly exercising their right to free speech, but in doing so, they simply drown each other out. And we, the information consumers, are the ultimate losers. Much the same thing happens when we encounter hecklers at public events, and various proposals are now surfacing to prevent the so-called heckler's veto. But as you might imagine, some people see such attempts not as promoting speech, but as limiting speech, despite the fact that both sides are doing everything they can to limit the speech of the other side. As a matter of fact, there are already numerous limits on free speech, coming under the general heading of time, place, and manner restraints. So, here are some suggestions. First, if some group has rented or reserved indoor space, including an outdoor theater or stadium, they have the right to have their message heard free from interference. If someone from the opposition attends the gathering and tries to be disruptive, they should be removed. But they can certainly stage a protest outside the venue so they can be seen and heard. Second, if the speech is outdoors, for example in a generally accessible park or other public area, then the two groups need to be kept separated by a reasonable distance, and both groups can then have their say. And finally, violence is not a form of speech. Local communities have a plethora of options to prevent intimidation and violence, but still allow all sides the opportunity to be heard. So, although it may sound counterintuitive, there are times when minor limits on free speech may, in fact, result in more free speech. I'm Larry Burris.